35 people, an entire floor of a building. That is now all done inside of Adobe Experience Platform as software, as cloud-based service. You don't have to buy a building. You don't have to staff 35 people. You don't have to worry about governance and management and maintenance because it's a SaaS product. To me, I find that incredible, especially just because the cost savings from the cost and infrastructure savings is pretty amazing.
Hello, and welcome to the Funnel Podcast, a digital experience podcast by Blue Acorn ICI. Each month, we'll uncover new strategies and topics to improve digital experiences. And I'm your host, Sarah G. I'm the Senior Content Marketing Manager here at Blue Acorn ICI. This week, we'll be talking more about Adobe Experience Platform and how organizations can utilize this technology to get a full picture of their customers. Chase Brook is joining the show to talk more about the platform's main benefits and applications within it. But before we get the conversation started with Chase, let's learn a little bit more about him. Chase is the Vice President of Customer Intelligence at Blue Acorn ICI and is a data-driven leader with over 17 years of experience in the data and analytics space. He has leveraged analytics to drive digital transformation, improving customer experiences, and delivering exceptional outcomes. Chase also lives in Charleston, South Carolina, and enjoys spending time at the beach or on the boat with his family. As always, we have a lot to learn about today, so let's invite Chase to the show.
Well, welcome, Chase. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks, Sarah. Great to be here.
Yeah, and I'm excited to talk more about Adobe Experience Platform. From what I know, since I don't work exclusively in the tool, I know that it helps companies get a full picture of their customer. But for those who might not be as familiar with the technology, could you give a brief overview of what Adobe Experience Platform is and its main benefits?
Yes, absolutely. I would love to talk about it. So the Adobe Experience Platform is really it's a new strategy and it's a new architecture for the ingestion of data and the activation of that data to optimize customer experiences. So really you can think about it as the mechanics in the database that enable applications to improve that customer journey. Better personalized experiences, better offers, better call center information being passed from site to the call center. There's all sorts of different aspects and areas that AEP creates an optimized experience, and it's flexible and it's scalable, which really allows you to customize it to your needs. So I'm extremely excited about the evolution of this technology. This has kind of been, it's been a long time coming in the analytics space. The last sort of major catalyst that we've seen in analytics was almost 10 to 12 years ago when things like tag managers were hitting the scene and we started changing how we collected data on websites. That was a big deal. That moved your tags from being hard-coded on the site to being held in a different area. And it really enabled efficiencies and speed and control for analytics. And since then, there have not been a bunch of huge changes. And AEP is that next frontier of advanced abilities and advanced data collection that's going to help you in the next 5 to 10 years really amplify your customer experience.
Well, I didn't realize that analytics has kind of just been not an afterthought, but not always at the forefront of everyone's mind when it comes to new technology. Is that right?
Yeah, it's always interesting. I think, you know, with my experience, analytics sometimes is a nice to have, not a must have. I think people could easily argue that it should be a must have, but right. You know, mission critical items are my website is functional. My checkout communicates with the back end and I'm appropriately moving product from purchase to delivery. There's a lot of true foundational elements that come up in the creation of experiences that are, you know, you could say more important than analytics. But understanding the intelligence, understanding the activities of your users, understanding what's working and what's not is why analytics exists. And that's clearly an extremely important perspective if you're looking to not just sustain, but you're looking to improve.
Yeah. And so Adobe Experience Platform is really making it easier to get the full picture versus before other analytics tools just kind of gave a percentage of that full picture.
Yeah, that, I mean, what's so interesting is that up to this point, a lot of the experiences have been siloed. I'm on a website. I am doing analytical tracking on a .com experience, and I'm looking at website data. That has been our world for a very long time, and it covers a lot of ground. In 2024 and beyond, the customer is, they're on apps, they're on web, they're offline in stores, they are in Alexas and Internet of Things. The customer is everywhere, and the new goal is to build systems that meet the customer where they are, not building systems that just track point instances. And that's what AEP is really good at. A little bit of a deeper dive, but the Adobe Experience Platform is a database, and the center of that database is what is called AEP. A lot of wonderful things happen inside of that database to get the data structured and ready for consumption. Once you have AEP enriched with, let's say, analytics data, let's say point of sales data, let's say your CRM, let's say your survey data. Once you really enrich that treasure chest, the next step is applications that point to AEP and deliver value. One of those applications is called Customer Journey Analytics. And what's really neat about Customer Journey Analytics is that you can consume analytics data. Oh, this is what Sarah was doing on the website. But you can also consume other data sources and merge them into the analytics story. So I could say, what is Sarah doing on the website? What has Sarah purchased within the point of sales? What information has Sarah given to a survey that gives me more insight into her as a customer? CJA allows us to stitch that all together and just build a significantly richer story of customer journey behavior.
Yeah, instead of just, I see what she does on the website and that's all I've got. Or I see how she's responded on this app, but those two things before couldn't talk together and then build out my story.
Exactly. It is about the connective tissue of the journey. And we know as human beings, as shoppers, as content consumers, that I know where Chase has been. I know what devices Chase is on, but the devices and the intelligence and the analytics generally look at me as a snapshot, or at best, right, a cookie. And what we're trying to do and what AEP helps us do is link those stories together to track the heartbeat instead of the disparate set of actions.
That makes sense. So if you're a business leader who's heard of Adobe Experience Platform before, or you're listening to this podcast right now, in addition to creating a customer profile and really linking all of those touch points together, why might a business owner look at adopting Adobe Experience Platform now versus later?
Great question. And if I'm sitting there and I'm, you know, the CEO of Coca-Cola, let's say, the reason to adopt these ecosystems now is to create a scalable, a flexible foundation that's going to continue to drive value over the next 5, 10, 15 years. So this is setting the future by doing the sequential steps today that collect data appropriately, that handle first-party cookies and lean into building up our understanding of first-party cookies, structures that help us mitigate some of the marketing challenges as third-party cookies become deprecated and marketing tactics have to change in order to perform similar campaigns that used to leverage third-party. There are a lot of reasons to begin the sequence of maturing into the Adobe Experience Platform, and they gain sort of traction and momentum over time. But really, you can think about it as building blocks towards a more capable, a more secure, and a richer capability set that ultimately, if you do it right today, you're going to be light years ahead of your competitors tomorrow, because you have the insight, you have the activation ability, and you've got in front of some of the marketing challenges that we know are coming and are already here related to third-party deprecation and media buying.
Yeah, that's a good point. I always forget third-party cookies, they're going away eventually, and to get ahead of that sooner rather than later.
It's such a hot topic, and it's almost humorous because
Right.
there's these moments, maybe it's not going away, or maybe there's a lot of delusion, I think. But fundamentally, if you think about what a third-party cookie is, essentially an attribute about your behavior that you did not necessarily sanction, that some marketing company can sell to drive campaigns with you as, a target, is a bit creepy. It does feel a bit wrong. So the cleanup of the internet is kind of underway with privacy taking center stage, but there's massive implications and there's massive budget being spent, obviously, within digital marketing. And AEP is a great way to begin preparing and testing your way into new methods for delivering your marketing campaigns in a cookieless future.
Yeah, and I also think as a customer too, to know that the companies you're browsing or whatever the case may be, that they're doing it based off of first party data, because then you're also getting more personalized experiences and it just feels better all around.
Exactly. And I think there should be, there should be incentive to share first party data, because if I tell you more about Chase, then you can help Chase find what he wants better. That is a mutually agreeable relationship. And I'm happy to do that if I know it's happening. And if I consent to giving you my email, giving you my preferences, that's fine. And I think what we're going to see are user experience methods that also lean into that. We want to entice more first party data collection. And to do that, you could be, creative. Hey, 10% coupon if you sign up for an account, things like that. These are the methods to grow and amplify your first party data and also reward your customer. So I think the people that are going to win are the people that look at this as an opportunity. And they also look at all of their tools, such as user experience, such as incentive, and such as marketing optimization.
Yeah, who doesn't want to be incentivized with a coupon? Yeah, I'll give you some more of my information. That's fine. I already trust you as a brand, and I think I'm going to end up trusting you more over time.
Exactly. Like, what do I have to lose?
Right.
And if you do kind of break my trust or start spamming me, the negative implication of that is so much higher. You lose a customer. That customer tells their friends to never shop with your brand. There's a huge reputational risk to doing it the wrong way. And I think a lot of businesses are really focused on privacy, security, compliance, doing it the right way. And that's really what Adobe Experience Platform helps you do. It's structured, secure, controlled, and capable through the lens of future compliance needs and future third-party deprecation.
So I know you talked briefly about Adobe Customer Journey Analytics. Are there other applications within Adobe Experience Platform that you'd like to speak about or think are really beneficial to organizations?
Yes, absolutely. Great question. So, Customer Journey Analytics is really the insights engine, consuming multiple data sets, stitching information together, building you a picture of what is happening and why. But that's not enough. Insight is amazing, but insight is on the road towards activation. Otherwise, it's just a cool story. So activation comes from the real-time CDP, which is an application that leverages AEP. This is a customer data platform that is really quite tremendous. Two of the main sort of value props are the profile stitching and profile identification occurs within the Adobe Experience Platform, and does a really wonderful job of identifying a human being, stitching their profile together. And maybe that's multiple, 25 different rows of data from three different sources. It's all Sarah, but the machine has to match merge multiple rows into a single profile. And that's a really powerful mechanism to collapse disparate information into a single profile. With that profile, you now have tremendous marketing opportunity. You have tremendous loyalty and engagement opportunity. And you can, with confidence, follow that customer and surprise and delight that customer through the life cycle of your products. So that's real-time CDP. And the other piece of real-time CDP, which is quite a large value prop and obviously in the name, is timeliness. The way that it's architected is that it can consume new information and update profiles in near real time, which enables you to do hyper-personalization on the fly, on sites, or elsewhere. So as I learn more about you as a customer, I might want to change the experience, or I might want to give you a steeper offer or discount. And we can do that now based on the hyper speed of real-time CDP, which leverages the edge network to really deliver on-the-fly optimization opportunity. That's amazing, and that's part of the real-time CDP package.
Game-changing, really.
If you think about customers as kind of back to the treasure chest, each one of those customers is a piece of gold that you want to reward and you want to nurture. The real-time CDP is an amazing treasure chest to hold that gold and to do stuff with it, because it's in a really good architectural position to activate. Some of that activation is also possible from a tool, the third application tool called Adobe Journey Optimizer. This is a tool that does a lot, but really moves more into optimization and personalization of wherever the customer sits. So you can activate personalization workflows, you can activate A/B tests, you can email and do SMS through the Journey Optimizer, and really intersect those customers through various activations with AJO.
Got it. Yeah, and you're using all that data that you already have from real-time CDP and then building that journey all within Adobe Experience Platform.
Exactly. There's a data collection portion. There's a segmentation portion, which really says, who do I want to target? And then there's an activation portion, which says, now that I know who I want to target and what journey I want to deliver, I need a tool that goes out there and actually intersects the customer when I see them. And that's AJO. So it takes a lot of handshakes between programs. And that's why AEP is so attractive, because it bundles it into a single architecture that is doing so many different things for you that used to be in siloed areas. I have a little anecdote here that at my last company, we had an enterprise data warehouse, and I worked in the ski industry. So this is a giant data warehouse that had all your ski data, all your F&B data, all your ticket data, all your sales data. And we also had your on-site analytics data. To maintain our enterprise data warehouse, it was a literal floor of a building. It was the 12th floor, and wow, there was probably 35 people working to maintain this database. We did profile identification. We would match merge disparate rows of data and build algorithms to collapse it into what we considered Chase. Again, 35 people, an entire floor of a building. That is now all done inside of Adobe Experience Platform as software, as cloud-based service. You don't have to buy a building. You don't have to staff 35 people. You don't have to worry about governance and management and maintenance, because it's a SaaS product. To me, I find that incredible, especially just because the cost savings from the cost and infrastructure savings is pretty amazing.
I've never thought about it that way. That is truly eye-opening to think that 35 people would be doing the work of what this platform is capable of. And at the same time, all you need for this platform is, and I'm really breaking it down into something I can understand, of really just plugging it in and setting it up correctly, and then you're good to go.
It's the nature of progress, right? Things should get easier. Things should get cheaper. Things should get better. And that's kind of the layman's terms for AEP. This is accomplishing what used to take so much effort, and it's doing it in a way that smaller teams can handle, and you can redeploy your resources into the things that matter, which is deriving insight, surprising and delighting your customers with amazing journeys and experiences, optimizing workflows, squeezing more conversion out of your sessions. There is so much, too much time has always been spent on the mechanics of getting able to think about what you want to do. I'm going to spend 80% of my time structuring data so that I can spend 20% of my time thinking about what the data means. That ratio is being flipped. Less than 20% of your time should be on the structuring, the consumption, and the getting the data where you need it to be. 80% of your time should be staring at these beautiful dashboards, building analysis and correlation, and asking yourself, what does this mean? How can I test it? And will it produce the result I want? That's what these tools enable. And you're giving a lot of resource time back to being thoughtful and intentful.
Love it. Yeah, just overall more productive and a more impactful customer experience at the end of the day.
Exactly. And yes, there's, you know, costs and there's setup and there's capital, but it is significantly less than, at least in my personal experiences, I saw in 2015, 2016, right? It wasn't that long ago that I was being called down to the 12th floor to answer questions about rows of data.
Yeah. Well, shifting gears a little bit and focusing on AI, as we're an organization that is trying to be more AI first, other organizations are talking about, you know, generative AI and other AI technology. How is this platform using AI to help organizations, or is it using AI currently?
Yeah. So there's pockets of AI. It's not as prevalent currently within Adobe Experience Platform as you see it in other places, such as the content supply chain and Generative Studio. But there are significant opportunities to use AI and inject more AI into the stack. One of the areas is within CJA. If any of the listeners have sort of seen this in other analytics tools, Google Analytics, even in things like Excel, they're beginning to inject little insight widgets that help to pull insight automatically from the AI and provide their perspective. So we're seeing things like that, which is helpful, mm-hmm. but you still really want the critical thinking. You still want AI to kind of gets back to my earlier point. You want AI to enable you to spend your time fruitfully doing the things that require critical thinking. And if AI can structure or point you in that direction based on an initial sort of quick analysis, that's highly valuable. But yeah, it's only going to continue to enrich. I think there's a lot of areas that I'm personally excited about with AI as it relates to analytics. One of those is meta tags. And what sounds kind of boring and mundane, and it used to be quite brutally manual.
Yeah.
But if you think about the power, if AI can add metadata to your assets, right? If it can start tagging it automatically saying, oh, sunny sky, the smiles, three humans and a dog, whatever attributes that you want AI to do, and AI is very good at this, then that asset now has all this data that if I aggregate, I can learn so much about what content works, when it works, and why it works. That has always been a blind spot because who is going to fill out the 25 attributes for the 10,000 assets?
Mm-hmm.
The manual labor was just too high. Adobe has a product called Content Analytics, which does just that. And I'm very excited to see that in practice because content optimization has always been challenging. We generally use things like, oh, it was clicked on, or we see engagement here, or time on site, or a low bounce rate to indicate that there was engaging content. We can now do so much more. We can say things like showing pictures of people smiling works better on Tuesdays than it does on Fridays.
That's insane.
There's a real depth. It might sound silly, but if you continue to extrapolate it and enable the optimization machine to work because it can build better hypotheses, I think what you're going to just keep seeing is a better customer experience curated for you because we have better data coverage over the attributes that drive action.
And those experiences will lead to loyalty, conversions, just overall stronger results at the end of the day.
Exactly. We're always optimizing to a primary KPI. And a lot of times that's conversion rate, revenue. A lot mm-hmm. of times that's lead generation. So they submitted the form. A lot of times that can be they downloaded the link or they went to the page that I wanted them to. It really doesn't matter. What matters is that you have a process for identifying that primary KPI. You have a rich process for developing hypotheses that you feel will make that KPI improve. And then you have the architecture to do something about it. And, you know, AEP has entered the chat as it relates to doing all those things.
Absolutely. And it is not to be ignored.
It is not to be ignored. And it is it's also at an interesting time when you have Google rolling out Google Analytics 4, which has, you know, its own bells and whistles, but there's certainly some areas of opportunity. You know, Universal Analytics has been around for that decade that I was just mentioning, essentially being the staple product. And as Google evolves their stack and rolls out GA4, what we see is there's just a lot of, there's capability gaps between the old version of GA and the new version of GA. And, you know, it's kind of to be expected when you have a product that can evolve for 10 years, it's going to get better and better and become really, really good. When you hit the market with a new product, there's areas of opportunity. But what we're seeing is that basically this is that inflection point. Brands can say, do I go GA4? Do I, you know, move over to Adobe Analytics data collection and Adobe Target and begin my journey on the Adobe stack? Do I really upgrade and move over to the Adobe Experience Platform because I want to set the foundation of my future and really purchase a solution that handles my 12th floor problem? There are options right now. And kind of as I led with, it's exciting because this is an inflection moment in the industry that's a decade coming.
You're so right. You, of course, you know more than me, but I feel it with just needing, as a content marketer, needing to track things more often and just needing a full scope of how my efforts are contributing to revenue growth and other things like that. And having the right tools is imperative for my job. So I can only imagine the people who are making these decisions and looking at different platforms and going, how am I to choose? Well, what am I missing out on in my current strategy and which platform or tool could help me get there in the next couple of years?
You're so right. And I, you know, selfishly, I find it kind of funny because I've always been a huge analytics nerd, a huge quantitative nerd. And it's always been, it's back to that nice to have, not need to have. What we're starting to see is that it is marching up the chain towards need to have. It is becoming just as important as your experience. It is becoming prioritized and budgeted against, which is so exciting because I feel like it's getting its moment in the sun, and it's an amplification of the existing tooling that they currently have. So this is all incremental, which I think is really exciting as well. But yeah, it's getting a lot of attention. It's rightful that it is. And the next steps are really about value realization. It's all for nothing if it's just to house structured data and say, cool, look at what I have. The plans, the strategies, the program hygiene, the implementation structure, the optimization engine, backlog hygiene, how you set this up matters. How you activate it matters. The devil is in the details, but now there's an architecture that does a whole lot of that grunt work for you so that you can spend that time being intentful.
All good points. And you're definitely making me think a lot more about Adobe Experience Platform more than I already do, I feel like, and just where we're all headed. Was there anything else you wanted to touch on before we close out today's episode?
No, not really. I think, you know, my closing thoughts are, this is an exciting moment. My thoughts are that everyone should feel very, very okay with a comprehension of it because it is new and it does take time to really understand what it does and what the value proposition is. And so there's a general, we should have a general comfort in the uncomfort. And we should also just be really excited for the opportunity because things are changing. As they change, your business needs to react. And something like the Adobe Experience Platform is a really attractive solution for some of that future-proofing that we mentioned before.
Well, thank you, Chase, so much for joining us on the show today. I know myself, but not only the listeners, have enjoyed you being on and just providing your insight.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Sarah. This was a blast.
If you've enjoyed this episode of The Funnel and all the learnings shared about Adobe Experience Platform, share it with your friends. It helps the podcast continue to grow. To learn more information about Chase or Blue Acorn ICI, visit the links in our show notes for more information. And if you're listening on iTunes or Spotify, be sure to follow the podcast and give it a 5-star rating and review. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.